HKX Mobile.
W, good morning, stranger.
Ken, hope you're doing well.
Over here. Hey, give me about 30 seconds going in a bad spot. TFW, I'm back. Where are you going? Headed out to meet your son for breakfast. So you back in the workforce or you still laying low?
Low. Still, I'm done with rehab, but doctor told me a couple things to watch out for with the knee, so I'm just taking it easy. I got extra time. I planned for it, so I'm just taking advantage of it.
Care of it now, it's lasted you for a while.
Process.
Could be like a field goal kicker or anything like that, soccer player.
Running, days of running and kicking and all that stuff are behind me. How's it been doing?
Doing pretty good. Radio's been a little bit quiet, not the whole big old crew that we used to have.
Hate that. Maybe one day I'll get back in here on a regular basis.
Your time to get well and get to work.
Life quit throwing me kicks.
Hey, sorry to hear about it was your grandfather, wasn't it?
Yeah, that one, it was me. I was under a power line.
Your grandfather passed away or something like that?
We had my grandfather's funeral 2 weeks ago today. And then we had my wife's aunt's funeral Wednesday. So it's just been... getting of that vintage now in life, I guess, where the other generation is passing off the scene.
It's a loss, I mean, tell Miss Elise we're thinking about her, thinking about you too.
Glad to hear everybody down there has been doing okay, though. I try to keep up with everybody, but it's been tough when you've been on the radio lately. David, KO4HKX. Good to hear you.
Good morning, David. KN4TFW.
Good morning, Patrick. And I think that's Ken. Yeah. Just sitting here watching the weather and kind of wondering which one of these hurricanes are going to hit us.
We need is more hurricanes up here in this area, for sure. Still ain't recovered from the one last year.
A 1-2 punch here. They're showing some. One of them ain't formed into a real hurricane yet, but it's liable to come up through Charleston, Columbia, and Greenville. And that was several years ago. I remember one doing exactly that, and it made a mess.
I don't remember what the name of it was, but I think I was around 04, and it made a mess up here then, too, blowing trees and everything down still.
I'm a little bit more ready for it this time, but hey, if it's bad enough, there ain't nothing a whole lot you can do. I got the cat here kind of aggravating me, and I'm trying to drink my coffee while it's wanting to be get my attention. So, KF4NXY.
This morning, David, and go pay that cat some attention. If not, she'll never let you forget it.
Good to hear you, David. 7-3. Sure, this weekend the car's full and the truck's full and the jeep's full and I got a couple extra cans of fuel just in case.
A lot of people will be thinking that same process. at least I hope they will learn something from last year. I hope they haven't forgot it already. But be surprised at how many people still don't carry cash with them.
That one. I don't know I ever seen like two hurricanes at the same time that were side by side.
That's yawning. But yeah, I don't think I've ever remember seeing that either.
For like, I think about 4 inches here. I'm saying if it goes a little more east, then, North Carolina would get a ton of a ton of water in the area, you know, out by the coast that don't need it.
It all depends on that little bit of hook it makes when it hits land, to which track and who gets what. I know it. We don't need no more rain up here, not that much anyway, because we've gotten plenty of rain. It was raining most of the day yesterday.
Missed showers and that, but that's the first real rain we've had in a while. I finally got to reclaim my grass.
It rained on a regular basis up here, but that's nothing unusual for this area.
Damon at work the last couple of days.
I see him at the ham fest. That's about the only time I see him, talk to him anymore.
Plan, he's kind of back in town. They had him, you know, they got that sanitation worker strike up north somewhere, and it's like about in its 90th day. He's been up there doing stuff. They've sent him out west for some strikes and everything, but he's back in town right now.
To stay in town then and work here for a little while.
Heading down on distractions in the vehicle, so he can't put his radio in or anything like that anymore.
Things I know, South Carolina passed that law where you can't have your cell phone or anything like that around to distract you, but you can still talk on the radio, which was good.
Monitor in the center of the dash with all the menus and button tracks.
For HKX, no, it's not a distraction at all. That doesn't bother anybody. Nope.
I know, I found myself in a whole file of cars and I need to get over to the left lane.
Yeah, that happens. Still working part-time down there with them?
Almost full-time. You can't get anybody to stay. I mean, you hire a host and they quit before they start.
Sounds about right anymore. But for some reason or another, everybody's saying they can't find a job.
3-4 open positions out there where I'm at. And they were looking for an office assistant and everything, and they had one hired, supposed to start in a couple of weeks, and she called and took another job.
But
it's not about the money, it's more about the stability in these days.
A lot of people are in a position where they can't look at that. They got to look at how much money they can make, because they're behind on their bills and living beyond their means.
I'm going to work probably as long as I can just to make sure I got everything set up for what I can.
Plan for everything and then plan for some more. You know, I plan for having some time off here, but there's still surprises that come up.
Yeah, we got outage coming up at the plant, so I've been kind of busy. I think we're shut down like the second week in October.
You doing, KO4HK?
Hey, good morning, stranger. I ain't heard you in a couple of weeks, KN4TFW.
Good morning, dude. You got a gaggle in there. Good morning, Patrick. We've got sound like Patrick and Dave and Ken. Good morning, y'all. Yeah, I got up. I don't know if it's raining here. I heard some thunder and I woke me up, so I just got up. N4A's Eddie.
XY. Hope you and Miss Vicky been doing good.
Good, but just a few more days went by, you know, since we talked last. I think I talked to Ken. It's been a couple of weeks, I guess, Ken and David. I hadn't talked to you in quite a while, Patrick. You doing good?
Hey, just had some of my family pass away and then some of my wife's family pass. So we've been doing the family thing.
Went through all that. As a lot of that goes on. Yeah, sorry you had to do it, but we all do. But how's your knee doing?
It still gets aggravated if I'm up on a hard surface too long. Like the other day, Wednesday, I was having to push my father-in-law around in a wheelchair quite a bit. So yesterday, my knee was pretty aggravated. So I took it easy yesterday and didn't do a whole lot.
You can do it. That's good. That's good. It's doing good. You're going to be 100% when do you think?
Doctor said that the tissue around it could take up to a year to heal. So I don't know. But I'm doing really well, so I'm not complaining. I'm not hurting or anything like that. It just sometimes it gets a little sore and swells up a little bit, which, I mean, you think I just had a full replacement and cut it in half and, 14, 15 weeks ago?
So it's self-induced pain that you get, right?
Yeah, I'll pick it up.
We're here today.
To work, right?
On that, trying to keep you in front.
Yeah, keep my retirement plan. You got to work there. Every little bit helps, you know. More y'all work, occasionally I'll get a raise. How's your back doing now?
But the fellow, before I had to fire him, he got to where he was calling me RoboCop because of all the implants and junk I got going on. But as long as I keep it dialed up and keep it charged, it's working pretty good.
Motorcycle now.
Rode it one time, and I did fine with it, but I'm kind of focusing right now on my pontoon boat. I got a trip planned to Lake Russell about the middle of October, so I'm trying to get it all ready to go and getting up and down on it yesterday. I think, you know, kind of stressed things a little bit, but hey, you know, at least I can get up on that thing and do what I need to do.
Tomorrow's the anniversary of the bad day.
We got two or three more heading our way right now.
Do we have hurricanes?
Turn on Channel 4 and you'll see all about it.
What those?
It's now forming down there, I think, around Bermuda or somewhere, and it's supposed to track where that one did, I think Ken was saying, in 04. Coming up through Charleston, up through Columbia, and then, you know, right in here around Greenville. Ken, you still there? You at the gate?
Not right now. But yeah, you're right. And then there's another one right off the coast. And here along about Monday, they're going to be side by side.
Yeah, we're saying a while ago, it's time to fill up them gas cans and have all your cars full of gas and, you know, be ready, here it comes again.
Yeah, y'all might get to try out them generators.
Mine has been tested in real world tests. I don't think Duke's has yet, but I've had a couple of little power outages down here, and mine's working good. Back to you, Dude, or Patrick.
You already got to use that thing twice.
I have my hearing aids. Say that again.
Use your generator two times.
Two little outages down here.
There.
I tell you, the way I'm looking at you know, this little fellow that's doing the weather now on Channel 4 with the mess that's out there, we definitely going to get something soon.
Katrina, wasn't it?
Believe it or not, there was a Hurricane David that hit when I was a good while back when I was living in Columbia. So, you know, it came up through Charleston and hit Columbia. But, you know, it's hard to remember the names of them. Oh, yeah, Katrina was bad, but I don't think it did much around here.
They tell Vicky there's hurricanes out there. She probably won't go to the beach.
Okay, now. My goodness.
charger for that little HT you'd lost.
Receive this. Found the charger.
That.
And it was, you know, how the seats let down in the very back. It was back in there. And I found her cigarettes back there, too. They were all squished up. Fired it up last night. You know, we had the storm. I said, let me get the 2 meter out and see what's going on. Antenna wasn't in it. And I said, where'd you put the antenna? She said, well, it should be right there with the radio. We can't find the antenna. No, the antenna, I think, got in the way because, you know, it sticks up even though it bends. So she unscrewed it, and we don't know where that is now.
She's without the antenna, that's for sure.
I stuck my finger on where the antenna goes, thinking, you know, I might give it a little capacitance or something, but it didn't do anything.
On Amazon, probably get a replacement fairly cheap.
Man, I put her a big old ceiling fan out on the deck. You know, one that's called a big ass fan, and it's got a remote control. That's how you run it. And hadn't had it a year, and she was sitting out there, and I said, why ain't you running a ceiling fan? She don't know where the remote is. And I said, it's been 4 or 5 years. And I told her about the antenna. I said, well, we'll probably find that antenna wherever the remote is for the ceiling fan.
Langoliers to hide all my stuff.
Langoliers, little back men that eat up the world.
Big replacement generic remote for that.
Can. I just hadn't looked. I don't ever go out there and sit under it. She does a lot, but, you know, I guess I could find her one, but she'd lose. They put things somewhere, and they don't remember where they put them, because they don't like them where they are. And they put them somewhere else.
We just put it all in a box and take it to Goodwill. Anything he wanted to keep, he put out there in his workshop.
I bet I don't throw anything out. The day I throw it out is the day I need it.
The day I need it is when I throw it out.
At it, and you're like, I'm getting rid of this. I'm never going to use it. You take it to the dump, you do it. And it's not 2 weeks. Hey, I got no dirt. I think I threw that out the dump. I'm supposed to be.
I want them to get up to a Cat 3. Nuclear 1 will be up around Wilmington.
Close, isn't it?
It's time to tote, roll, duck, whatever you want to say. I mean, just keep your head down. I ain't no telling what over the next 2 weeks, what kind of weather we're going to have.
One might be here.
Another fella didn't really know just yet. Right now, they're on politics and that kind of junk. They ain't got back to the weather.
Big Monday. Look forward to catching you again later. KN4 TFW.
Ken, good to hear you. And tell Susan we said hello. KO4 HKX.
And KF4 NXY.
You know, good to talk to you, Ken. I don't know Susan, but you tell her have a good day, too. It's Friday, remember? Y'all go out tonight and do something. See ya. N4AZE. I got my lift came in the other day. I got a four post, another one.
Last time I talked to you, you got it installed yet?
Going. And I got these these jacks. I went ahead and got those. They're called rolling bridge jacks, I think they called it. It's a weird name, but you know, you can roll it around, and if you want to take the wheels off, you know what I mean, you jack it up.
They roll on the inner edges of the rails, or for the lift. Use them all the time, and they come in handy.
Things are heavy. I mean, they're real heavy. I had no idea.
Depending on what lift you got, they're picking up quite a bit of weight, so they got to be pretty sturdy.
I think they're, what are they, 5,000 pounds? Each one will do 5,000 pounds.
It's a 10,000-pound lift. That sounds about right.
Or maybe it's 4,500. Anyway, it's up more than I'm going to ever do. I know how you can take them on and off if you want to, but yeah, a little old jack like that would be cool to have on the floor, you know it?
Fit under anything. They generally so high they won't fit under anything on the floor too much.
Wheels on it. Floor jack much anyway. I've got a couple, but I don't remember when I used them last.
Well, when the floor jack comes out, it means you're having to get some work done.
Is that E? XY. Arrow, believe it or not, I got it, since I talked to you, I got it on the rotisserie, and I've got one of the tubs cut out of it, getting ready to put the mini tub in it, you know, because I got to be able to put some meat on the back of it, and because I hadn't worked on it in a few days, but I did get it cut out, getting ready to fit one in.
You took almost a year off, so, I mean, that's good.
I can feel, when you cut one of those out, you're in the trunk like a pretzel, you know.
Got them plasma cutter flying.
I've got one, but I didn't use it. I didn't want to be in there getting sparked. Those things throw a lot of stuff in you being crooped up in there. But I use a cut-as-is wheel, cut-off wheel.
Sparks everywhere, too.
But you can keep control of those with your hand. You know, one hand blocking the sparks while the other hand does the holding.
I'm just giving you a hard time. Well, air stall comes in handy, too, from time to time doing that.
Plasma cutter I did, just, you know, to get the rough cut and get it out of there. Put it on it. That's as far as I got. Then the lift showed up a few days ago, so we got started on that. And so one thing to another, you know. Mustang that Dave had, and that was a no-go. So I just went ahead back on the Camaro.
You know, complicated situation, KF4NXY.
All I needed was a body, and I'd have cut it up, you know.
I mean, it's got a V8 transmission. Only thing, get that puppy on the ropes, brakes, wiring, and shorten the dry shaft, and, definitely change out the rear end. It's still got the six-cylinder rear end, and then it's ready to roll. But, you know, like I say, they say they're going to keep it in. And my nephew and his son are going to restore it. What I really think it is, you know, Tina knows it's valuable, and she ain't going to let it go. KF4NXY.
Jackson and me comes for that kind of stuff. Yeah, I just wanted a body, really, that I can cut up and where I can tub it out and build a frame for it and lower it, you know. But just hot rod it.
Well, you know what you said about dropping a Coyote engine down in that puppy? Hey, man, you could put it on Blaney drag strip down. Well, I don't know if they still have it down there in Elgin. Yeah, you give them a run for the money. KF4NXY.
Hop out of here. My son's pulling in. So, good to talk to both of you and enjoyed it. Dude, make sure to tell Miss Vicky we said hello. David, tell Miss Marie. We said hello, and y'all take care, and good to talk to both of you. KO4HK, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3, guys.
Okay, have a good breakfast there with your son. Y'all Y'all have a good visit, and I'll catch you later. KF4NXY.
Have a good one with your son. Tell us I don't know him. I think at least two. Tell him I don't know him, but tell him I said hello, and y'all have a good one. Catch you next time. In 4AZE.
I kind of embarrassed myself when I went to see about Patrick and everything. Been so long since I seen him that I went up to two or three of his relatives saying, Patrick, you know, you Patrick or you Patrick?
When was that?
My father's grandfather.
I don't know who had died. His grandfather died. I think they were pretty close.
They were. That's kind of why I wanted to be there, you know. And like I say, I was, you know how they do everything at them things. And I was, you know, meeting the family and everything. And I'm like, okay, I've seen Patrick one time, and it was at a ham fest, well, not ham fest, old field day thing. And I mean, it's been a while. So, you know, every male that was there, I was kind of real quietly saying Patrick, and then they said, no, I'm not Patrick. And anyway, make a long story short, I did find Patrick, and then I found Shane, and you know, me and Shane and Marie talked for a while, and then, you know, I talked to Patrick for a minute, and then we came back home.
That had his son.
Shane, what's his call sign? N4ZLK.
Well, I've talked to him before, I think, once or twice. I think they were the ones that was supposed to look at my gutters one time. I never heard back from them, or I think it was them.
He worked for Brown, the delivery people, and he just retired from them. And I think he had a little radio in his truck. That's how he would talk to people. And he ain't got nothing to do with the gutter systems.
There was somebody I was getting mixed up. Somebody's son. They were going to come out and look at me. Anyway, I finally got, what do they call that, leaf something or other, come out and look. And turns out we can't do it. Filter, leaf filter. Building.
Didn't really have any gutters, but one off the back porch, man, when it pours down rain, it goes through that gutter and then makes a hole in the ground. So the fellow that was working for me, he was, you know, I'm going to put some cement in that hole, but I'm looking at hiring somebody else, the guy that does the neighbor's grass and everything. I think he's going to work out to be a handyman, and he's got his own transportation. I'm not going to have to go get him. I'm spending a lot of time and gas going and getting one, and then Mr. Trump kind of swept him up, and so he's gone.
Speaking of that, I saw last night where they have indicted James Comey, the ex FBI director.
Yeah, it's you know, kind of, I'm just, you know, watching the news.
TV on them, put it on 4, and see what they're doing about these hurricanes.
I got it on right now. The lady's talking about Golden Apple Award, you know, at the moment. And now they're going into sports, and then after sports, they'll probably come back to weather. They kind of got a routine they do. KF4NXY.
That's a Panther or something, rather. Just went to commercial. Live Doppler Benson and Greer car commercial. N4AZE.
Just got the tax bill on my wife's little car, and it's fairly new, and with it being $580, I don't think I want to buy a new car anytime.
Ridiculous, the taxes you pay on something like that. When this is awful.
Thank you.
I'm not so sure about Texas. I got a cousin that's, after him and his wife rode around for a long time in the RV, they settled in Texas, so it's probably a good tax place. But I'm pretty sure Florida, they get their money from the tourist, you know, all the taxes that the tourists pay for hotels and da-da-da-da-da. So there's not a whole lot of property tax on permanent residents down there, KF4 and XY.
Max to death here. Everything is just, you don't own anything anymore. You know, if they can take it away from you, you don't own it. So us being taxed like we are, even though we've got the stuff paid for, we still don't own it.
Yeah, you think you own your house and land, you just 3 years and see what happens.
A title theft.
I heard something about that. I heard I don't know if it was a retired lawyer on another frequency, I believe it was, or I saw it in the news. But that's just a bunch of fear-mongering because to transfer land in most states, a bona fide attorney needs to be involved because, you know, there's a little money to be made on that. We sold my mom's place down in Red Bank, and the slick lawyer hit us up for another $400 at the end of the deal because, anyway, crooked as day is long, but that don't happen. I wouldn't worry about that one little bit because, you know, but they kind of take a real hard look at transfer of property and you know, got to be a bona fide lawyer involved.
Much of it online now where you don't even, actually we bought some property that way at the beach, never saw the people or anything, did it all online, you know, through FedEx and whatnot.
Crooked lady, she was trying to sell Graceland, man, and she almost had it done. I mean, she was about to walk off with a big wad of money, but, you know, they called her. I mean, you know, everybody thinks they can beat the system, but sometimes the system will beat you.
And they go after old people, too. That's the other thing. Vicky gets these calls. I've got a message on my phone. I don't get any spam or anything anymore, but Vicky still gets this stuff all the time, these crazy calls.
Yeah, I got a program on the phone that if it ain't somebody I talk to on a regular basis, I don't even hear it ring.
What you mean? That's a good thing, too. I know people I know that run businesses, man, their phone is going off all the time, and a lot of it's just spam, just calling.
Yeah, I don't have it. At the moment, it's the way to block spam text, and, you know, it don't really ring, but then it takes up my time having to look at a text, and then, you know, oh, man, this is just a con job, you know. And then you got that button where you can report it as junk, but what good is that doing? You know, still getting it left and right.
For a while, they're showing where they're, was that Chimney Rock?
Rock, me and the wife was up there August 16th. That was our wedding anniversary, and we stayed at that Lake Lure Inn, and pretty nice. But anyway, yeah, I know it. That was totally flattened, and they got a couple of restaurants in there now, and hey, they're building it back, and it's, you know, I think they're going to be able to make a go of it, hopefully this fall when the leaves change and everything, some money will flow into that area.
A quick shot of it, they went to commercial, but it looked like Chimney Rock, and it had the road was all, well, it looked kind of muddy, but it, but buildings and all on both sides again.
One little spot, and if you go in the way we went, oh my goodness, you see some devastation. The little road, the road we went on was just barely passable. Now, once you get on through Chimney Rock and get to Lake Lure, you know, then the road's been restored a whole lot better. But with Lake Lure, they are steadily running dump in and out of there taking the mud out, and they're bringing it down here to South Carolina to Ennery and putting it in the landfill there. But, I mean, they are steadily trying to get, they want that lake looking pristine again, you know, this coming May, June, July, because, you know, that they want it looking good for summertime, you know, that, because when me and the wife got there, it ain't Lake Lure right now, it's Lake Grass. I mean, that's all you see.
There before, Lake Lure, it looks like they're fixing to show something. Boy, they run a lot of, there's pictures of the hurricanes.
And just think what it would look like if somehow all the monsters can combine together. I don't know if that's a possibility, but I wouldn't want to see it. Somebody was saying about 10, 15 minutes ago, it ain't good. In my back situation, they told me to sit 20 minutes, walk 20 minutes, and get 2 miles a day, and I've already got a half a mile done, so I got to get up and walk a little while. If you're around later, I'll holler at you. You have a good day, and KF4NXY, I'll be clear on your final.
Be good to talk to you again. You got filled in on those hurricanes, so... Dang, I hate they're going to do that, but nothing we can do about it but wait. But we'll catch you after a while, maybe. Have a good one in the meantime. N4AZE.